أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وجاءوا أباهم عشاء يبكون. In our last lesson, we learned of how the 10 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam had taken him to this deserted well, this pit. It was no more than a pit in some deserted region. And they lowered him into the well. Yusuf alayhi salam remained in this well for a period of 3 days. During these 3 days, Yehuda, the eldest brother, he would secretly make his way to the well and he would lower some food and drink for Yusuf alayhi salam while he remained there in the well. The brothers, after they had committed this deed of theirs, they consulted amongst themselves as to how they are going to break the news to their father. So they decided that they will take a little kid goat, slaughter it, take the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam, his upper garment, his qamis, and smear it in this blood and dye it, color it with the blood of this slaughtered animal, and present that to their father as evidence that exactly what you had feared had occurred. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the scene. We move on to the next scene where they come back home. They deliberately chose to come at nightfall. Of course, in those days, there was no electricity. And the moment the night had arrived, the place would become extremely dark. So they chose to come at that time of the night. Why? So that the expressions on their faces were not clear to the father, and they could sort of conceal and hide the expressions. They came home, Allah says, وَجَاءُ أَبَاهُمْ. They came to their father, عِشَاءً, at nightfall, يَبْكُونَ, wailing and crying. Yaqub alayhi salam was in his home, and he hears his brothers wailing and crying out. So he rushes out, and he asks them, what is the matter? And he looks for Yusuf, and he asks them, where is my son Yusuf? قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقْ. They said, oh, our father, we went racing with each other. We were engaged in some recreational activities, some sporting activities. We went out racing and running about with each other. وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا. We left Yusuf with our belongings. Wherever we had kept our belongings, we left Yusuf over there. فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ. A wolf came and devoured him. What is the ruling with regards to racing, competing each other in races? This is established from this ayah that to race with each other and engage in racing, we're not talking of drag racing and what has become popular amongst the youngsters today, where they are racing with their vehicles and their cars. Because there's no benefit in that. There's absolutely nothing, no physical benefit in that type of racing. So that is totally discouraged. And it could also be considered as unlawful and haram because of the danger that one puts himself in. Recently we heard of the incident in Cape Town where that person, they were racing, drag racing, speeding at over 300 kilometers an hour. And the person lost control of his vehicle, and today he is sitting with 2 amputated legs. Both his legs had to be amputated. So that type of racing is definitely discouraged, and as I said, could also be considered as unlawful because of the danger you are putting yourself in and others, the lives of others, and there's no benefit, no physical benefit whatsoever. But running and racing with each other, competing with each other in racing, is even encouraged at times when there is some physical benefit. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself engaged in racing. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was moving with the Sahaba. It was an expedition. And he told the Sahaba that, "You all move ahead. Go ahead, I would like to spend some time with my wife." And then he said to Aisha, that, "Oh Aisha, let's race, you and I." And the two of them took a race. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha won the race. It comes in the riwayah that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she beat the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the race. At a later stage, Aisha said radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she picked up some weight. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her that, "Let us take a race." On this occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had beat her. Then there are other incidents also amongst the Sahaba. There was one Sahabi who raced a horse, Salamah ibn Aqwa, and he beat the horse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him. So that is allowed, permitted, recreational activity that will benefit a person's physical self. So they gave this excuse to their father. "وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا." "Oh our father, we know you are not going to believe us. We know you won't believe us, though we are honest and we are speaking the absolute truth. وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ." "Even though we are truthful, we know you are not going to believe us. You are so in love with Yusuf that you will not believe what we are saying." And now they produced the evidence, the false evidence. وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. Allah says, and they brought the shirt of Yusuf, and they produced his qamis, his upper garment, بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ, with false blood. Yaqub alayhi salam took the shirt, he studied the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam, and he realized that they were telling a lie. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a person in that state that they were in. They forgot something absolutely critical. They neglected something very significant. And that was that they kept the shirt intact. His upper garment, they kept it intact. They didn't first rip it apart or tear it and then stain it. They produced it in its sound, intact form to Yaqub alayhi salam. He looked at it and he realized, in fact it comes in the books of tafsir, that he even commented to them that this was a very smart wolf. It seems as if this wolf was very smart. He first removed the shirt or the upper garment of Yusuf alayhi salam and then devoured him. It's quite obvious there would have been some tearing or some shredding of the upper garment. So he told them, "Bal sawwala qal, bal sawwalat lakum anfusukum amra." Your nafs, your inner desire is what seduced you to do something. That nafs, when it takes charge over the aql, Allah has created us with nafs, which is the inner desire, and Allah has created us with intellect. The moment a person allows the inner desire to take control of the aql, the intellect, he loses it. He'll go ahead and do it, whatever it was that he intended to do. He'll just go, and then after that, his intellect kicks in again, and then he realizes, "What did I do?" In that state of madness and that state of intoxication. So he says to them, your inner self seduced you to do something. Fasabrun jameel. Sabrun jameel. He says, patience is beautiful. I will observe a patience, no ordinary patience. It will have to be a sabr that is absolutely jameel, beautiful, a good patience. Wallahu al-musta'an ala ma tasifun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sought for assistance. I seek help and assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone against all that it is that you have described to me. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.